Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Hamas accused Israel of multiple breaches of their ceasefire agreement Friday, a day before the scheduled exchange of three more Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners in the latest stage of a fragile deal aimed at ending the war in Gaza, as well as delaying the entry of hundreds of trucks carrying food and other humanitarian supplies. Hamas said Israel had only allowed in a fraction of the tents and mobile homes needed to provide shelter to people returning to their bombed-out homes. U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday he wanted to move the population of Gaza and place the coastal enclave under U.S. control to be developed into the quote-unquote Riviera of the Middle East. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu endorsed Trump's vision for Gaza as a remarkable plan, but it was immediately rejected by Arab countries, Palestinian groups, and many Palestinians in Gaza, who said they would rebuild their homes and restaurants themselves. Defense Minister Israel Katz ordered the army on Thursday to prepare a plan to allow for the departure of Gaza residents who wanted to leave.
We
call on the entire population of South Kivu province, and especially that of Bukavu, to remain calm and trust their sole legitimate army, the FARDC. We urge everyone not to pay attention to false messages spread by the enemies of the Republic on social media and to never relay them in any form. Democratic Republic of Congo's armed forces denied claims Friday of Rwandan occupation in South Kivu province as tensions escalate in the country's east. The statement comes as M23 rebels expand control beyond Goma. The DRC government has repeatedly accused Rwanda of supporting the M23 rebels, a claim that Rwanda denies. At a UN Human Rights Council emergency meeting in Geneva, Rights Chief Volker Turk warned of worsening sexual violence in eastern Congo. He urged swift action to prevent further deterioration of the crisis. This is VOA News. The United Nations AIDS Agency said Friday that more than 6 million people could die from HIV and AIDS in the next 4 years if U.S. President Donald Trump's administration pulls its global funding for programs. Although a waiver was placed on programs in last month's U.S. foreign aid funding freeze, many concerns remain about the future of treatment programs, the deputy executive director of UNAIDS told reporters in Geneva.
We're seeing a lot of disruption of delivery of treatment services, especially at the community level, community delivery of medication, of transport services, community health workers, all of these services are currently still impacted, and we are trying to continue monitoring what's happening on the ground.
U.S. donations account for most of the funding for the UN program that operates in 70 countries, leading global efforts to end AIDS as a public health threat by 2030. Trump put hundreds of millions of dollars worth of foreign aid donations on hold for 90 days upon taking office on January 20th. A search is underway for a small commercial plane that went missing in Alaska. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
A search is underway in western Alaska after a plane carrying a pilot and 9 passengers between the village of Unalakleet and Nome failed to arrive Thursday afternoon. The Nome Volunteer Fire Department says it's conducting a ground search from Nome and White Mountain. The National Guard is helping with the search. Some volunteers believe the plane went down in the open water in treacherous below freezing conditions. As of the latest update Friday morning, there was no new information on the location of the plane. The disappearance is the third major aviation incident in the U.S. in 8 days. I'm Jennifer King.
Two people died and 6 others were injured when a small plane crashed into a bus on the busy Sao Paulo Avenue Friday morning. According to local authorities, the 2 bodies were found charred in the fuselage of the Beech F-90 King Air aircraft, which had taken off from Sao Paulo bound for the city of Porto Alegre in southern Brazil. According to the fire department, a woman who was traveling on the bus and a biker struck by a piece of equipment were taken to the hospital. Sweden's right-wing government said Friday it would seek to tighten gun laws in the wake of the country's deadliest mass shooting at an adult education center where the attacker appeared to have used several of his own licensed rifles. The government has agreed with its far-right backers in parliament to tighten the vetting process for people applying for gun licenses and to clamp down on some semi-automatic weapons. Swedish Justice Minister Gunnar Stromer.
We believe that the right balance is to roll back the regulation and prohibit that kind of the weapon.
10 people were shot dead at the campus Risbergska school in Örebro on Tuesday before the man believed to be the perpetrator turned a weapon on himself. Police say that they have found no evidence of an ideological motive so far. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.